was a young nigga playing in the sand. I had some big dreams, so I made a little plan. You was out partying while I was thinking in advance, trying to get right, hoping that one day I'd be the man. The years went by, I was in my act. I got rid of all of the niggas that was in my way. I saved nickels and quarters till I could afford a studio to record and get money off the shit I set. Then my dream came true, and the fraud niggas came out. See me balling out, they think we all getting paid now. Talking like Hobson, oh, you're a great pal. Fuck you, stick my balls in your dang mouth. Now every other week you hit me up for money, fronting like you always been down, pal. But back then when a nigga was living bummy, your ass was nowhere to be found. Wow.
Look, my nigga, Marcus. I ain't tryna be one of your fake-ass gold digger homies. That's not it.
Not what I'm doing.
But can I borrow $500? I'ma pay your ass back next week, I promise.
Please. I can't even make friends, cause all they ever do is ask for my money. They like, let me have this, let me have that, let me have this. And they keep on coming. And
let me get a dollar, give me that money. Let me get a dollar, give me that money. Let me get a dollar, give me that money. Let me get a dollar, give me that money.
There was a chick I asked out back in 06, made her a love song, and she was like, no, bitch. Gave me the song back, and I was like, oh shit, I'm so stupid, I should've never wrote this. She was a dime piece, top of the list, a Latin girl, when her skin had a tropical twist. She never used to call me, I always had to call her. And deep down inside, it was making my heart hurt. So her life went on, she didn't even involve me. Then last year, I ran into her in the Walgreens. She was like, Marcus, how are you?
Oh my God.
You finally made it, I'm so proud of you. So the next day, she called me and asked to kick it. For the sake of the old me, that was sad, I did it. Come to find out she was never that terrific, especially a week later when she asked me this shit.
Hey, Marcus, I really hate to be a bother, but my rent is due and I'm like broke as fuck, so can you please lend me $1,000, please?
I can't even make friends, cause all they ever do is ask for my money. They like, let me have this, let me have that, let me have this, and they keep on coming. And
let me get a dollar,
give me that money.
Let me get a dollar,
give me that money.
Let me get a dollar,
give me that money.
Let me get a dollar.
Money.
See, my ex-girl thinks she slick, man. Let me tell y'all how she tried to do me. She said she didn't have a vehicle to drive to work in, so she came and asked me for 2 G's. And although I wasn't that concerned, she said her mom would pay me back soon as she got her tax return. So I committed and did it, thinking she wouldn't forget it, but she forgot it. Now my stomach got a nasty burn. I called her and said, bitch, where my money? You got that? She said, nah, yeah. See, my mom's mad. She said she isn't gonna pay and you can drop dad, cause I got into a fight with her. She's a hothead. I'm like, that's between you two, not me. What the hell is that have to do with my cheese? She said, okay, stop, please. I swear I'll pay it all back, Marcus, in 5 weeks.
5 weeks, huh? It's been 3 months and I ain't even heard from her. Changed the damn number. Shit, bitch played me like a dumb motherfucker.
I can't even make friends, cause all they ever do is ask for my money. They like, let me have this, let me have that, let me have this, and they keep on coming. And
let me get a dollar,
give me that money.
Let me get a dollar.